Disappointing. First half especially, I thought we weren't good enough and deserved to be probably 1-0 down. So we give ourselves an uphill battle away to probably the best team in the group, I'd say. And it was always going to be an uphill battle there, but I thought second half we were sort of proud of ourselves. Going out there, we didn't give up, just didn't stop, and that's the minimum sort of required anyway. But first half disappointed and why we didn't come out of the traps quick and get at them and sort of test them.
Was that something Mick pointed out at half time? Because it did seem to be an upping of intensity and ability to get on the ball a little bit more at the start of that second period.
Yeah, it was. What can we lose? Like, so go out there and just give it a go. And I think majority of Irish fans could see that we did sort of give it a go. We were 1v1, 2v2 at the back and trying to get numbers forward. And even with 10 men, we're still trying to go for it. And yeah, it's just disappointing that it took us to be 1-0 down. They have that, and that's the most disappointing thing for us. And sort of,
it's a bit of a team now at this stage, isn't it? Go 1-0 down, things start to get a bit better.
I don't know, yeah. It must be, I think it's a football thing maybe, but maybe carried on from Georgia. I don't think we played great against Georgia. And that little thing where we just started sloppy and both teams had the pitch, which was terrible, but it's no excuse. And I think, as I said, we got in really good and said, listen, it shouldn't take us the half time to go and say go for it, but that's what happened, and we did. Didn't get a goal, but kept trying, and now we've got one game left and we know if we win it, we're there.
That's almost the kind of one upside from this, is that it's a cup final. You actually know exactly what you have to do and there is no margin for error, and you know that you can't fail now against the Danes in a month's time.
That's it, it's a cup final. I know it's sort of cliche, but you got to put it behind you and look forward to the next one, but that's what we got to do. If we take that second half performance in the Denmark at home, we know the Viva's going to be rocking, you know, everyone's going to be up for it, and we're one game away from the Euros and a couple of games in Ireland hopefully, so we know there is. We knew it tonight if we won, but I said that's the disappointing thing. We knew we could have had it with a game in hand, but it weren't to be tonight, so you've got to have belief, and that's what I've got.
A word for your Brighton teammate as well, Aaron Connolly. It's been a hell of a week for him.
Yeah, he's been great, and I'm delighted for him because he does work hard, and he's got a good head on his shoulder, so he's got a big future ahead of him. And obviously it was a tough game to come into tonight, where whole Ireland expected so much off him, and it's quite hard to take, but you'll see more from him. Obviously hopefully he goes back to Brighton now and keeps doing what he's been doing, and he's been ready for Denmark because he's going to be an important player over the next few years for us, and if we keep him firing, that's only going to be better for Ireland.
He seems to be at the forefront of a new generation of players that are actually going to be coming through over the next course of the 18 months, 2 years. It's, conversely, it might be in a disappointing moment tonight, but it's actually a pretty exciting time for Irish football.
Hopefully, as I said, it's nice to see the younger lads coming through, and it's apparently we've got a good group age, so a good group coming through. But as I said, it's got to be patient with them all. We can't just expect them, because they're doing all right in the 21s, that they're just going to step up to the first team and get us to the Euros. So it's a time you've got to be careful with them, and there's like every young player. So, but we're all excited. Hopefully they get more first team games and they're involved, and the next games only help Ireland. And as I said, young players coming through excites everyone, gives us a bit of energy, and new faces in the squad is always nice. So hopefully Aaron's not the first, not the last. So one we're all excited for. Hopefully we know a couple of 21s are good players. So get them playing first team games, they'll be involved. Hopefully.